Welcome to Words, Words, Words. This is Robert Tinajero. On today's episode, we're talking about the word chuggy. So if you've been on social media lately, you've probably seen this word either on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. There's been an article in New York Times and several other sites talking about the word, which has kind of gained popularity here just in the last month or so. So chuggy is something that's called a neologism. So neologism is a word that is kind of slang, but it's slowly becoming popular, but hasn't quite hit mainstream language in where everybody is using it or understand what it means. And the term chuggy, first of all, is spelled C-H-E-U-G-Y, but it's pronounced chuggy. And if you are chuggy, then you are a chug. And this term was actually coined back in 2013 by a high schooler, but it kind of gained popularity here in the last month because of a TikTok user who posted it, and then other TikTokers were kind of explaining what it was and giving examples of what it meant to be chuggy. And so chuggy, if you're called a chug, that is definitely not a compliment, and it's probably coming from a Gen Zer. And a lot of times it's coming from a Gen Zer, and it's being used to describe a millennial or somebody older than a millennial, but it's not just a millennial. It's used to describe somebody, usually a millennial, who is kind of lame or basic or is trying too hard to do things that are kind of associated with, I guess, certain millennials. So for example, if you have a sign that says live, laugh, love, that is kind of ultimate chugginess. Also, if you're using terms like girl boss, you are also chuggy. And there's other things like using cargo pants, or I thought this one was funny, like if you use Axe body spray, then you're definitely a chug. So it's kind of Gen Zers calling out things that millennials do, whether it's words that they use, decorations they use in their house, how they dress. And so, like I said, it's kind of calling them basic, or that's an interesting thing linguistically to think about other words you're using to describe what this new word means. And so basic is one of those terms. I kind of think of the word lame, or you might use the word cheesy. And so you yourself might think of words that you know you use that mean those things like lame or basic. And words for those sorts of things have existed throughout many generations, right? I don't hear a lot of Gen Zers today saying something like cheesy, right? I hear them say like basic, which is a very, very popular term. And so what's interesting is that how a term comes to existence, right? And like I said, this term was coined back in 2013, but it hasn't really hit pop culture until now in 2021 because of TikTok and also other social media like Instagram and Twitter. And so it's interesting to think about how language develops. And lately, a lot of that language develops not only because it comes from younger generations, but also connected to things like technology and just advances and how things change from generation to generation. And then terms come to fruition, terms are developed to kind of label and mock people a lot of times. Another one that was like in social media and the news a lot about a year and a half ago was boomer, right? Referring to the baby boomer generation. So if calling somebody boomer was calling them out on something they were doing that was just kind of old or lame or very different from what a Gen Zer might be doing. I always on this podcast, I want you to my podcast to kind of start conversations. So if you have a kid that is a Gen Zer, do they know this term? Do they ever use it? What are terms that you have heard or used in the past to kind of describe something that is lame or basic? Have you used terms or gotten into discussions with people that are either older than you or younger than you in different generations as to what is seen as kind of cool and not cool anymore? Thinking about trends, this really doesn't have to do with language, but just thinking about clothing trends, right? When I was in high school, it was kind of cool to wear baggy clothes, right? Like I wore super baggy jeans back in the day. And then it became lame to be wearing baggy jeans, right? And so a lot of millennials were wearing tight-fitted pants and jeans and things like that. But now that's kind of going out of popularity, and kind of more of the bagginess is coming back into fashion. And so that doesn't have to do with language, but that might be an example of being a choog, is where you're still wearing these skinny jeans, and that's kind of a sign of you being part of a specific generation and being out of touch according to people that might use it. And that's another interesting thing, is to think about how many Gen Zers are actually using the term. Maybe using the term itself is chuggy now, because once it gets in the mainstream, and like, you know, once like kids' parents know it and are using it, they're kind of making the term lame. So just thinking about that, and how that connection to language, and how different people take it or feel about it, how that changes so quickly, is also very interesting. So today was a short episode. Don't be chuggy, or be chuggy and be proud of it. See if you have seen that term around in articles you're reading or in social media. There's a lot of funny TikToks about the term, so you can go check those out or jump on Twitter and search for the term and read more about it. So hope you enjoyed the episode. Please share and have a great day.